ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at an interesting question. And that question is related to a topic that interests everybody. I'm speaking of the lifespan of a person. One of the topics that people sometimes ask regarding this general subject is, what is the reason we do not know how long we're going to live? Why didn't God tell us about this? Today, this is the topic that we want to address. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one hadith, and this is a part of a lengthier hadith, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he talks to one of his companions named Mufaddal, and he explains some of the wisdom behind Allah's creations and his actions and the human being. And this long hadith, it's a very lengthy hadith, it's been compiled in the form of a book, and it's entitled Tawheed-e-Mufazzal. Right, so we're going to be looking at that portion of the hadith which is concerned with this topic. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Contemplate now, O Mufazzal, about the fact that man's lifespan has been concealed from his knowledge. For verily, if he was to know the span of his life, and if it were short, he would never take pleasure in living, while always being in anticipation of death and the time he knows. In fact, he would be like someone whose wealth has perished or is close to perishing. So he feels a sense of poverty and terror at the thought of losing his wealth and a fear of poverty." Then the Imam said, "The feeling which the man who knows that he is going to lose his life is much more intense. For the one whose wealth is diminishing still continues to hope that some of it will be replaced, enabling him to live off that. Whereas he who is certain of the loss of his life is taken over by despair. And if instead his lifespan was to be long and he knew this, he would be certain of staying alive and would therefore become absorbed in vain pleasures and sins, and would act to gratify his desires, intending to repent at the end of his life." A short while later, you know, after mentioning some other things, the Imam said this, "And if you retort by saying that right now, even though his lifespan is concealed from him and he is anticipating death, he still yields to vile sins and commits forbidden acts," we would reply that the way this matter has been decreed is exactly how it is at the moment. And if man, in spite of that, meaning in spite of his ignorance of his death, does not desist from and shuns sins, then that is because of his own heedless merriment and the hardness of his heart, and not because of a mistake in divine planning. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason why the lifespan of a person has been concealed from him in the light of the hadith of the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.